You ever hear of a China egg?
Yes. I think I've seen one. But I really mean an egg-shaped piece of china.
That they used to put under the hen, take her egg away.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Porcelain eggs, they call them sometimes. Actually, they did have china eggs for a while. They used to fool a hen with, take her egg away.
Well, there's somewhere it begins with D for that.
Duckworm?
No, that's not
that. Seems to me there is too, but I can't think of it. Or maybe we'll think of it.
Something to fool the animal.
Yeah. At my other interviews here, I could find it. I know I've been given several names for this. I just don't think of any of them. If you had some water and you wanted to carry it from one place to another, you might carry it in a
bucket.
Would that be made
up? Or a pail.
Either one. Would it make any difference if it were wooden or metal? Still be
no,
one.
We just use metal buckets more, but it wouldn't make any difference, I think. No, I think I'd use either term.
They used to bring coal in. They'd bring it in a coal
bucket. Coal bucket. Well, there was another word, coal hodge, isn't there, something like that? I think we use the term bucket more.
And put garbage in the garbage
can.
You wouldn't say pail or bucket.
Well, I could, but I'd be more apt to say garbage can.
You would fry eggs in the morning in a
skillet or a frying pan.
Not a spider.
No, I wouldn't use a spider.
And you might cook up some apples or something for jam, or maybe you used to cook up soap in a great big iron
kettle.
And you eat with a knife and a fork and a
spoon.
And if you had a garden, you'd go out and some flowers. What would you do? You want the flowers inside. You have to go out and you've got them growing in your garden. You want to bring them inside.
Oh, pick the flowers.
Pick. And you bring them in and put them in a pretty
vase.
After the meal's over, the ladies say,
"We'll clear the table."
And then I'm going to have to
wash the dishes.
And there's soap on the dishes, so she
rinses them.
Good Indiana wrenches them. You don't have that. What's the piece of cloth that she washes the dishes with?
Well, that could be a dishcloth or a wash rag. Well, not a wash rag either. Dishcloth. I use a wash rag to wash my face.
And you dry your face with a
towel.
Dishcloth probably for washing dishes, or sponge, somebody told me once. It ruined the whole thing.
Well, that's a different type of a thing.
And you dry the dishes on a
dish towel.
Dish towel. Would you say dry the dishes or wipe the dishes?
Well, I think either. I think originally it would have been wipe.
You want some water, you go to the sink and turn on the
faucet.
And if you had a barrel of cider, you turn on the
spigot.
I have a spigot on my sink. Nobody else does around here. You're all faucet people. We had a bottle with a narrow opening. You want to pour some liquid in, you'd probably better get a
funnel.